changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world. No more, no more.
Today we're going to jumpstart our conspiracy theories, which are basically just our superstitions. A conspiracy theory is something that is created as a way of explaining something that has transpired or perceived to have transpired, such as Sasquatch, etc. And at the same time, becomes very, very popular. Now, conspiracy theories are born out of our need to make sense out of very big occurrences. We talked about this a little bit the other day, when Princess Diana died, when Kennedy was assassinated. This is a larger than life experience. And because for us, it is literally larger than life, we cannot accept the fact that it happened simply because these kinds of things happen. Now, you have your own conspiracy theories in your form of your superstitions. I have mine, you have yours. One of the things that I have found to be true is that everyone has superstitions, and everyone tends to think most other people's that are different from theirs are kind of stupid. Here's an interesting thing. When I was in China, because the hotels that I stay in China, and I've been there many, many times, the hotels that I stay in China, all lack a 13th floor. Well, we would think that makes perfect sense. Our hotels and condos and everything don't have a 13th floor. Well, they also don't have a 14th floor and often don't have a 4th floor. And I've joked that sometimes their skyscrapers are in the basement because they simply don't use certain numbers. Now, the not using of 13 is an homage to Westerners who travel there and consider the number 13 to be unlucky. In China, the number 4 is considered to be unlucky because it sounds like death. The number 4 in Chinese is almost identical to the word death, so they avoid it. What I've always thought is funny is that we avoid 14th floors on buildings, but we always have a 13th row on an airplane, right? I think that your airplane is far more likely to go down than your building. But it's just one of those weird things about superstitions. Now, where did the superstition of the number 13 come from? Well, it stems from the Friday the 13th. It's believed, of course, that Jesus the Christ was executed on Friday. And at that time, during the transition, Judas had not committed suicide yet. And so there were 13 disciples. So it was presumed that Friday and the 13 were unlucky. And the 13 then extends from that. We have so many superstitions. And where do they come from? The human mind is designed to protect us. It is designed to protect you. It is designed to try and optimize your life. And it does that by, number one, creating stories around things that happen. If something happens, we tend to look around at the things that are going on around us, and we tend to think that that somehow is a portion of that, that somehow contributes to that happening. The second thing is that the human mind makes us aware of patterns so that we don't have so many decisions to make. And simply by avoiding certain things, we tell ourselves, you know, by avoiding this or avoiding that, that our lives have somehow benefited. Well, since you can't prove the reverse of an idea, we walk around thinking we're making these really intelligent choices. Now, all of this came about because yesterday I was here back in my little studio in my home for the very first time in about 9 days. Now, my day began with Teddy yakking on my bed, okay? I then came in, set everything, turned everything on in here, and I've got everything pretty well finally to dialed in. And then the software began to crash. And then all of a sudden, for some reason, my internet, which is usually pretty good, began to lag and to jump. And if you look at yesterday's jump start, there's a reason it's called a jump start. And I then went to do the complaint-free meditation, and I ran into an issue, same sort of an issue there, such that I ended up doing the meditation with my cell phone. I mean, these people are committed. They are there every day wanting to meditate with me live, and I was not going to let them down. So I got my cell phone and I just set it down here on my desk with just the green screen behind me. And in case there was some sort of an edge or I wanted to explain it, I just went through it. I wasn't complaining. I was stating the facts. This happened, this happened, this happened. And as a result, we're starting about, I think, 8 minutes late, and I'm using my phone. And Mike said, "Ah, it's a Monday." And I went, "Wow. You know what? In the past, I would have absolutely gone to that. I would have said," and we all do this, by the way. We are victimized by Mondays and we are blessed by Fridays. Yay, it's Friday. You know, but we are victimized by Monday. And it's all a belief. It's all a superstition. It's all a conspiracy theory. Because we try to make our lives bigger than they are because they're our lives. So when things transpire, we make a bigger deal of them than they are in our own minds, which, as I said, the mind is designed to protect you. So it creates stories. And then it tries to predict those stories. You have your own algorithms, just like Facebook. How likely is this to happen? There are certain areas of town, I realize, that I have avoided driving through in Kansas City because in the past I've tried driving through them and there was construction. And I realize that construction is probably long since been gone. I could find out by Waze, but I choose not to. The mind creates shortcuts and patterns which aren't always to our benefit. Back when I was selling radio advertising for Z96, Columbia's number one hit kicker in Columbia, South Carolina, I had a client who believed, contrary to everyone else, that Friday the 13th was his lucky day. And he had cited several great things that had happened to him on Friday the 13th. Now, to me, this was such a metaphysical thing in action to see someone who had chosen the belief that Friday the 13th was a very good thing. And so he was able to overcome the natural human negativity bias when things went wrong on Friday the 13th, which I'm sure they did. And when things went well on days that were not Friday the 13th, to substantiate his own point. That's called confirmation bias. And you have it too. You have it too. You believe certain things about areas of town, about cars, about all kinds of things. And we all have a confirmation bias. The interesting thing was, this client of mine bought an insane amount of advertising always on Friday the 13th. I could always count on getting a huge sale whenever there was a month with a Friday the 13th in it. And he would spend sometimes 10 times the amount of advertising with our radio station. And then he would tell me, "I made so much money on Friday the 13th that I was always sort of hinting, because I didn't want him to take away investing all that money on Friday the 13th. I would say, "Don, man, if you spent that much money every day, you'd make that much money." "Oh, no, 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 no." So I have my own. I had one. I remember one time back when love beads were popular. That's how old I am. And I strung this particular pair of love beads. I can still remember what they looked like. And correspondingly, I got up on water skis for the first time. Guess what happened? I lost the beads. The rest of the summer, I never got up. But you know what I did? Looked for those beads. Dreamed about those beads. So if you have a lucky whatever, you've got a bit of a conspiracy theory. You're making a big of a deal of it. You're superstitious. So if your superstitions are serving you, fine. However, examine them. Recognize the fact that you have them. Are you making decisions simply because of the superstitions and the ideas of other people? Or have you investigated to see whether or not they are true? Because if you chase superstitions to their extreme conclusion, if you chase conspiracy theories to their extreme conclusion, That's where you end up with bigotry, racism, etc. We need to try and clean up our small disbeliefs as often as we can so they don't grow into big ones. And we all have them. So check out your conspiracy theories today. Before we say goodbye, anybody have any questions, comments, or anybody else answer this, the question of the day? Let's take a look here and see. Thank you for sharing, Teddy. That's the most recent comment. All right. Anybody else have anything? You saw some information. Mike Nagy was nice enough to share his comments about the complaint-free meditation group. I've got some big news for you. It's only $25. But if you've got ACT now, it's normally $47 and you can lock it in. Go to complaintfreemeditation.com. Complaintfreemeditation.com. I guarantee you, it'll change your life. That's my guarantee. I guarantee it'll change your life. And you know what? If it doesn't, you get your old life back. All right, everybody, great jump start, says Misha Ayla Doherty. Thank you so much. You're welcome to continue to post questions and comments. And for those of you who are watching later, I still come back and watch and check everything. Before you leave, would you do me a favor? Can I ask you a favor, please? Would you click share? Just click share right now. Thanks so much, everybody. Love you. See you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
No more, no more complaining people. Their lives are changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world. No more.